analysis paralysis. So what's an analysis paralysis? You know, making decision is one of the hardest thing people you know have to do every day, and believe me or not, even myself, sometimes it's really hard to make decision. And when you want to make decision, you have so many ideas, you have so many things that you are thinking, and you have to make that decision. Especially that decision is very important for you or for your loved one. It can be challenging, and when you can come up with a solution, and it takes you time to do. For example, you want to buy a house, or you want to buy an investment, or you want to take your kid to a certain school. It takes time. So since this podcast is more about money and investing, so we come about investing generally. You know, I have a friend recently, she was just say, I want to buy a house. It's been a year since she told me to buy a house. So I asked her, did you buy a house? She said, well, no, I haven't. I've been going to most places, different places, but I haven't found the right one. And I was like, do you know that it can be just because of analysis paralysis? And she laughed. She said, you know what, you're right. I think that's the reason why I've been looking too many of them, you know, make decisions, and it's hard for me to make decision to pick the right one. So this reminded me of, you know, I'm gonna have to make a point, 8 tips that will help you overcome it, you know. And this is Mr. Man Mind podcast. On this podcast, I talk about money, investing, anything related to your finance, you know, but also behavior, especially that behavior. It can be linked to your finances, to your overall well-being. 8 tips. We'll go to number one. Recognized it. So these are 8 tips to combat analysis paralysis or difficult making decision. Number one, I'll repeat again, is recognize it. As long as you recognize that you have that, whatever you're doing, you are analyzing too much, you have that analysis paralysis, and that by itself, the knowledge will help you to be aware of your decision making. So that's number one. Number two, prioritize the decision. So you have to buy a house and you have to prioritize it. You know, you have to filter, take out other, you have to take other things that are that kind of in your way of thinking, in your way of making decisions. You have to filter those out. You have to filter other smaller decision and go for that big one. So prioritize, you make that buying house itself as a priority, and that will help you a lot in that decision making. Number three, take a break. You're thinking about buying a house, you're thinking about buying a stock, you're thinking about buying certain investment, and you can really make your decision. So it doesn't hurt if you take a break a little bit, and that break will help you do other things, you know, get that distraction out of your way. And then you can come back to that particular things you are thinking you're about to make decision on, and that will help you. And a break can be anything, can be, you know, exercising, can be maybe, you know, vacation. If it's a big, you know, things, especially like buying a house, which is lifetime payment, or buying a car, you know, those kind of decisions are big decisions. So you have to take a break. You can go on vacation, come back and say, okay, you gotta go revisit again to see the house. So that's a break. And number four, ask someone for advice. It's always nice to ask for advice. And that advice, asking someone can guide you towards that. For example, you want to buy a house and you can make a decision. You can talk to someone who has bought a house before, who was also in that situation, and that can help you a lot in making that decision, and that can accelerate your process of making decision. So that's number four, asking for advice, ask for help. Make quick decisions. So you have, this is what I have to do. You sometimes make a quick decision. You know, a lot of people sometimes have, including myself, I have sometimes really difficult. I have 3 t-shirts and I'm like, you know, I want to go out. Which one should I wear? And it took me time. I literally take me 10 minutes to just decide which t-shirt I should wear. You know, that's a waste of my time. I'm thinking myself, I'm like, this is really waste of time. But it's because you pick one, you're like, oh, return it. So you just pick one. You make decision that quick sometimes, you know, for certain things. You know, I know certain things like a big house, you can just make a decision quick, but you have to make quick decision, and that will help you filter out the noisy, you know, all the noise like that comes in your head. It's like, oh no, maybe you should do that. That will help you a lot. Number six, set a deadline. You know, you want to buy an investment and you say, well, you know what, buy October 1st, I have to have this done. I have to have this thing, like sign up for, you want to join a gym membership, you want to do anything, you want to buy, you know, a certain type of equipment or something like that. You have to make decision. You have to make a decision with the mind of the time. So you have to make that deadline. And then number seven, you have to understand your goal. When you need to decide on something important, it have to remember why you're deciding in the first place. Understanding your goal and the outcome you're looking for can help you narrow down your options, right? And help you choose the right solution to the problem. For example, let's say a company is trying to decide on two options, right? One that will increase their revenue short term and one that will increase their customer outreach long term. You know, both options might be helpful, right? But the important look is a major goal. So that's exactly that what you're looking for, you know, the major important goal that you are about to achieve or you will achieve by making that decision. Limit your information intake, because sometimes we have so much information and that can affect you to overthink situations or the problem that you are trying to solve. You're having trouble deciding, consider limiting amount of research you do on each choice. It's important to know any option comes with risk. But once you have the basic knowledge you need, you know, try to make decision right away. You know, as we say on that point, you make quick decision, right? Conducting more research can sometimes give you details that aren't necessary in making decisions, which can make your process more difficult. So limit information intake. So, you know, that's all. Those are the 8 points that I wanted to bring to you about decision making and how to combat, how to overcome analysis paralysis. Again, this is Mr. Money Mind podcast, where I talk about money, investing, and anything related to your finance. So thank you very much for listening. You can leave review on Apple Podcast, on Spotify. Till our next episode. Bye-bye.